You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Excuse me. Joining us right now, Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, on a brisk day. Wind chill of 14 below out there, Mark.
Good morning. It is brisk.
Get your workout in?
No.
How are you going to warm up? Happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you guys. It's a little chilly morning out there. Welcome to Wisconsin.
You know, somebody jogged by here a little while ago, though. God bless them.
I hope they're bundled up. It's colder than you think.
It's crazy cold out there.
And I think next week is, we're going to have a long, cold week next week.
Yeah, this isn't a good month. This is winter.
No, I think that's next week is when we're sub-zero.
Yeah.
So you gotta
I think it's through like Thursday. So right. I thought we were supposed to have kind of a nice weekend, just have snow. But yeah, it's cold. So bundle up, hats, gloves.
Advice, hats, gloves, drink water. What do you guys tell? What do you healthcare people tell people?
I think sometimes just being smart. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, like warm up a car.
Right.
You know, although everyone says warm up car, but don't leave it running on the street where someone can take it. So, I mean, it's simple things of putting some, you know, hat and glove in your pockets, making sure when you leave, do you have a hat and a glove? Not one glove.
You know, well, it's amazing how quick you can get frostbite.
Correct.
It is truly amazing.
And if, you know, I mean, sadly, I mean, snow came in and we see accidents. And now what are you going to do? You don't have gloves and you don't have a hat. If you're traveling, you know, my dad used to always say, do you guys all have boots?
You know what? I'll be honest with you, Mark. I left here, I think it was 4:15 yesterday morning to go to Oshkosh. And I didn't know how the road, I kind of assumed the roads were going to be really, really bad. And it was going to take, you know, 30 miles an hour all the way down or whatever. But I literally did that. I grabbed an extra hoodie. I made sure I had my gloves. I made sure I had other shoes in my car, just for that one reason. If I have to go out and try to, you know.
Yeah, it's tough, you know, but we'll get through it.
But you mentioned the boots. Feet are something that people maybe don't spend enough attention on because, I mean, your hat, right?
Yeah.
Head, which I was just telling Todd I need a hat. But yeah, it's a little cool out there today.
You know, and I was out snow blowing yesterday and I thought it was going to be a little bit warmer than it was. And
sun was out, that's why.
Well, you know, and I told my wife after I came in, I'm like, man, it's cold. And she's like, well, didn't you have a hat? I'm like, not initially. You know, I mean, so yeah, even me, I'm preaching about this, but I thought it, and actually I thought I was going to shovel and I thought, oh, it's not that bad out there. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to snow blow and it's cold.
So I put in a driveway. I was telling Todd yesterday, I bought a car in July, which has rear wheel drive. And the guy's like, I don't think you're going to like this in the winter. And it was like 80 degrees out. I'm like, that's never going to snow. And I hate it now that it's tough on that. But this is what my biggest mistake I made. In your driveway, you can put those coils underneath so it never ices. Didn't do that. Do you have that?
No.
Okay.
A lot of upper class houses, not upper class. What's the word?
Newer,
for upper.
There's
income. Yeah.
They just.
You got to plan it ahead.
You do, and that's just it. Once you say no,
I was at a guy's house. He was a doctor in Nina, and it was the steepest driveway I'd ever seen in my life.
That's when you want them.
And I said, "How did you?" He said, "When we built the house, the number one thing I made sure is radiant heat in the driveway, because there's lots of times I have to run to the hospital and I don't have time to shovel and whatever, whatever." And I said, "How is it if you get? It's fine." Yeah. And it's the steepest driveway I'd ever seen.
Yep.
So those things are pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they've actually come down in price.
Yeah, it's probably just like everything, you know, I mean, something to look into, and depends on if you got a driveway that's 100 feet or you got a mile.
Hey, do you want me to make you something to help clear your driveway quicker than you do?
What's that?
A propane snowblower, okay? Flamethrower. Propane flamethrower. And here's how I used to do it in Arizona. I take a rake, just a big old rake, okay? Metal rake. And I would duct tape two small propane torches on each one. And I would use that to kill all the weeds in my yard because we didn't have grass in Arizona, in Tucson. It was all just like cat litter, Okay. So you get these thorny things that would come up, and my daughter would play outside. She'd get picked all the time. So I invented that with the propane torches at the end. Worked great. And yeah. I think it would work on a sidewalk as well.
Now you brought it to Wisconsin, and
yeah,
he's going to melt it all, turn it into ice.
Well, no.
Now we have an ice skating rink.
Well, whatever.
I was at my house, I have a little bit of a hill for the driveway, so it would.
But we looked at that for new sidewalks, but it's expensive. Maybe it's come down in price. That was 15 years ago. But, you know, if the city's going to put in sidewalks, especially in front of where there's no people living, it's just a sidewalk, because then we're responsible for the snow removal. And to put in those, what's that, radiant, or the coils, whatever they're called. That's just something to think about.
You can do it, you know, and that's the stuff that people put in there. In fact, they put it inside their homes. They put it in their garages. Right, they put it in their basements.
Yeah.
It's available.
Right.
It's become popular, though. Yeah. That's cool.
Not in my house.
Hey, we want to talk about something else, though, today. We're switching gears a little bit. You want to talk about being Valentine's Day and Heart Appreciation Day, Have a Heart Day, Organ Donor Day. Yeah. So go ahead.
I think it's just, it is Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, but National Donor Day, you know, and it's a great opportunity to really think about, hey, do you want to donate? You know, I mean, some people don't want to think about this, but, you know, you have to, one, talk with your family about it. Let them know this is what you want to do. But there's so many people that are waiting for a transplant. Something happens. And it's not a bad thing, you know, but it's how do we give them the opportunity if something happens?
And you said talk to your family about it, but you don't have to. I mean, it's your decision, right? When you're, must be 18. Because it's on your driver's license, whether you're a donor or not.
Correct. And that's what I think. You have to just denote it. You can.
Right.
It's a great thing.
Why would you not?
You know what? I think some of it is. I think a lot of people say, I want to do it. They're lazy to maybe fill out a paperwork or get the sticker that used to be on your driver's license. Right. And it's taken those few minutes because, yes, things do happen. And your body is available to maybe give a heart, to give tissue. We all probably know someone. I've had a few friends that have had transplants, and it's like, give them that extra opportunity.
You make a good point on people want to but don't do it. And there's studies on a lot of things like that. And as someone who's a little bit more entrepreneurial, there's a great opportunity there, right? 75% want to do it and only 25% do it. Well, there's a lot of people in there that what can you do to get them from A to B, you know? And that donor thing, you guys have really done your outreach. It's just, I don't know if it's an incentive. Of course, you can't pay for that.
Yeah, it's not pay. You know, I mean, that's why I say, talk with your family. You know, I mean, sadly, when something happens, you say, you know what, they really did want to donate, you know, when you think about it, think of how much can be donated.
Let me tell you something, Mark. I got a really good friend, her and her husband, they lost their son to murder a few years back. It was a big prominent case that happened in Appleton. But it's mind-boggling how much of him was transplanted.
Correct.
Things that you never thought would be transplanted. And I remember being at her house, her and her husband, and got a little package in the mail, and it was a silver heart. And it was from the girl who received the heart from their son.
Yeah. Over 100,000 people are waiting for an
body
opportunity.
Parts, right?
Correct. You know, I mean, it's like, it's not saying it's all heart. It's not saying it's all lungs. You know, it's eye tissue. There's so many opportunities out there. But, you know, you got to be the right type. You know, there's blood type, you can't have too big of a heart. It's size of what these organs are. They have to match them to the new.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question that nobody will ever ask. Is there an age thing where, like, for somebody like us, that where they'd say, like, thanks anyway, but no? Okay.
I think it's, they're going to have to, you know, but it goes back to, they're going to have to look of how good is that? You know,
that's what I mean.
Someone may say, hey, I want to donate, but maybe there is tissue damage. So they're going to look and say, is this viable now to take out and take to another person?
So is this Organ Donor Day, is that for science as well? Or is this just the medical from one human to another? You know, like, you just read that Brett Favre's going to donate his brain to science.
Yep.
I'm just curious. Is that the same thing?
No, I think we're probably talking two different things.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean,
he's doing it for CTE, I believe.
I'll say, correct. Yeah. And that's what all these football players. And, again, I think it's awesome.
Sale was one of the first ones. His family, and they found out he had severe CTE. Because he went from being the greatest guy, ran a great restaurant, life of the party, most fun church, to killing himself out of the blue.
But
go ahead.
No, I would say, with CTE. That's the biggest thing.
Yes.
There's no
test. For the research.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because there's no test
while you're
right
live.
Now while you're
right.
live. So okay. we have to wait till they now pass and yeah. then use that so they can use it for the research. That's what, but again, it's the opportunity that's presented right. When it's available. You know, no, it'd be great if we had a CT scan or MRI that could look and go,
yeah.
oh, this is what it did. We don't. And that's why all these athletes,
think
it's so, there's so few that have done it.
And,
you know,
we have a lot of work to do on research still.
Yeah.
And I, so that's kind of a little different category, but you're still donating your body to either science or this is probably a lot more meaningful in that you can save lives. And I think it's interesting that people might just think, well, it's the heart and the lungs. There's so many other vital organ parts, right?
There are. I mean, eyes,
right.
corneas, you know, I mean, it just, there's so many opportunities that you can, and it's okay that if you don't know what you want to donate, you know, doctors, they can help guide you,
yeah.
you know, but you, again, when I say talking, you know, you can fill it out. Everyone knows it's on your driver's license, but I'd ask a lot of people right now, open up your wallet and see, is it on your driver's license?
I actually reached for my wallet. I don't have my wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see if I did or not.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask this. So back to the CTE thing, yep. just for one quick question. Okay. With all the research that they are doing right now. Okay. Are they seeing, and again, a lot of these guys are still, you know, fairly, are they seeing that the new helmets, the different tackling things, is anything making an impact or isn't it, can't they come up with a result yet because it's still too new? I mean, they're trying everything they can
yeah,
for the guys in between the lines.
Correct.
Do you think it's helping?
You know, I think it is. I mean, if you look at, I mean, a lot of that is tied to the NFL. But it's the NFL then goes down to the college. And then it goes down to the high
school. It's in high school.
So when you really look at it, like the pros now are making helmets position specific. You know, so, hey, what does a quarterback need for a helmet? What does a lineman need for a helmet? You know, is it?
They always have a little bit, obviously, but now is it the contour or what?
Yeah, they'll change it. It'll everything be from the inside padding to the outside padding. Like if you look at some of the old helmets, it was just like one shell. Now they've got maybe, now they've even got more. They think about ventilation. How do they let the heat escape so you don't get as hot? If you look at some of these helmets nowadays, they are light years.
I think something they have learned, though, it's just not one major hit. It's the repetitiveness that I don't know if that's been proven, but that's why I think they need to refocus a little bit more on boxing, right?
And Jim, you're right, because it's also one of those things, if you do get struck, when do you go back? Because if you go back too soon, then there's a thing called second impact. And then that's where some of the stuff, going
exactly.
back to CTE,
yeah.
because it's like, it's not that when we talk about concussions, that's not about for the most part, when you have a concussion, you're not talking about a brain bleed. So many people think, do I have a bleed in my brain? No, most concussions, that has nothing to do with bleeding in the brain. Huh. I'm not saying that you can't get that, but like most people say, I went and got a CT scan. They told me I didn't have a concussion. No, you went and got a CT scan.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Is inflicting more damage to the person that you hit. There's been a train of thought along those lines too, hasn't there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, let's go back about just spearing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, spearing wasn't what, probably 60s, 70s. Probably through in the 70s, it was probably still going on.
No, I don't know. Chuck Cecil is spearing.
Yeah, I mean, I think by the late 70s, early 80s, they were starting to really look at it, you know. And you know,
I'll tell you when they started to look at it. When is the tragic thing happened with Daryl Stingley?
Yeah,
with Jack Tatum and Daryl Stingley.
You know, I mean, it's and that's why you had to look at the helmets and say they're using their own helmet
as
a
weapon. Yeah,
you know, I mean, so and they knew, hey, I'm gonna go like a missile. And I'm going to go for their head, or I'm going to go for their
and I'm protected
knee, and they feel like they're protected. You know, that's where some people have said, why not put them in a leather helmet
yep.
that used to be played because you'd have less protection. So,
We talk about this, but I want to talk about the heart month as well.
Yep.
And I was going to share a little story with you. You know, that heart disease, number one killer of women. I don't know, for guys, it's got to be up there.
It's number one or two.
Okay. Right. I was talking to my doctor, one of your guys, and I said, look, I just want to make sure my heart's good. I went in for that $7,000treadmill
stress
test. It came out like perfect. It was just a peace of mind. I didn't spend that. I have insurance, so I got a deductible on it. But anyway, people really need to take a look at that because these things come on so quickly. And all of a sudden, oh, you've had blockage for a year, but they don't know.
Well, and I know we've talked about this. There's a, you know, there's a test that you can get a calcium score, which
I did that. Yep, that's real easy.
Yep, calcium score. You can at one point it was 50. Don't please don't quote me. You went at our hospital to others.
It may have gone like up $50.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
it's
50
like the
bucks
cheapest
cash.
Thing for something like that.
All you do is you lay on a table. It's a CT scan, and it scans your heart and it scans your body, and it's going to tell you how much plaque do you. It's going to be looking at the plaque on your arteries. Now, it's not going to look at one area. It's going to look at everything and say, hey, we think you've got a rate of 25%, 15%, 50%. Now, if it comes back high, yeah, you're going to have to look at your diet. Now, they may say, you have symptoms with this. This isn't a symptomatic. They're not going to do this if you say, I'm having all these symptoms. It's something that's preventively, though, you can look at it. I think I had my first one probably done at age 30. I think, yeah, probably 30, 35. I've had two done. And it'll tell you this is where you're at with plaque. And it kind of just sets you up of, do you need to look and see a cardiologist?
Okay, so when I got mine done, my doctor said, okay, you're fine. A little bit of a shadow around your heart, but for your age, that's totally. So then he had this other doctor when I did, or not, it wasn't a doctor. She was for a health medical or physical.
Yep.
For insurance.
Yep.
Excuse me. And she did this test. You know what? You guys are going to have to talk.
That's right. So what I wanted to say, though, was...
There's different levels of tests. I think that's really important for listeners to know, right? Yep. That $50, and you can go up to where they have five people in the room injecting you with stuff, and you're running on a treadmill.
Correct. And you know, and I've shared this. I have a cousin, had a brother... that ended up needing to get a small procedure. And he's done well. My other cousin, very fit farmer,
right?
Very skinny. He went and had a calcium test, and the calcium test score was through the roof.
Yeah.
He ended up having five bypasses, no symptoms.
See,
like saved his life.
Absolutely.
And he's very appreciative that we brought it up, but his mom, my own aunt, passed away of a heart attack at age probably 58. So there's just you know, the little things that you have to do. And for $50, why not do that? So it's called the calcium score test. You can call your healthcare facilities and ask. It, you know, you're not going to get in probably tomorrow, but I bet you within the next couple weeks you could probably schedule them. The test takes all of you do more time in your registration and waiting than you do for the test itself.
Oh, it's a piece of cake.
It's probably I don't think it's even 10 minutes you lay on the table.
That's great. I think, look, it's Heart Health Month, and I think people – like you talked about your cousin, he had no symptoms at all. He went in, he had five blockages.
Yep.
I mean, you saved his life with that $50 test.
And he was very emotional. His brother was the one who had symptoms for 6 months and finally went in, ended up at an urgent care, and they're like, oh, we're sending you to an emergency room right now.
Yeah.
So when he got his procedure done, he only had one small block. It really wasn't that big. It was a big deal, but... it wasn't as bad as what his brother was, who had no symptoms.
We talked a little bit earlier about technology, and, you know, thank God we have this technology, because there's people that, had we had it, they would maybe still be with us,
correct.
You know? And I think, what I want to say is I think people go in for physicals, but you got to take it, maybe at our age, a step further. I don't know, you said you get 10 years ago, how often do you get a calcium test?
Every 10 years is, you know, so that's what I said. I've had two of them done, It comes back and tells you where you're at. I think it's a peace of mind. It's not for $50.
Right. And the other thing is that the colonoscopy, which, you know, some people don't like that, but boy, that can save cancer. Oh, my God.
Jim, I don't mind. It's people kind of cringe, you know, colonoscopy. I had my first one done this last year. I look back and just say, man, it really wasn't that big a deal.
I'm being honest with you. I'd heard every
it's
horror
preventive.
Story in the world,
yeah.
And they dope you up pretty much before you put. So like next thing you know, you wake up and you leave, and it wasn't that bad.
And again, some people may have polyps, and yes, you may have to get them done more.
Right.
But guess what? It's so much easier to treat this stuff on the front end. Because a lot of people, you're not going to have symptoms at all.
Okay, I got to back up to before I start choking on my almond there. So when I had that test done with the lady from, she put those clips. I told you about this. They put clips on my two fingers and on my two big toes. And that's what she said she got a test from, a plaque test. Okay. Do you know about that?
Yeah. But,
so then she says, and I thought this was kind of...
That didn't sound right.
That didn't sound like she... I don't think she works for Bellin. Yeah. Something just tells me she does not work for Bellin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, again, if you even get
saw a... Saw in a newspaper.
You know, yeah. Again, if even if you get a calcium score test, it's, you know, you could have a blockage in one area, and it could kill you.
Well, she said there's a 1 in 5 chance I'll have a heart attack, stroke, or die within 5 years.
Is that everybody?
Is that good or bad?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Why? But, Mark, then why, if someone can do a $50 test, do you do it where there's 5 people in the room and you're running on a treadmill and they're shooting stuff into your veins?
Yeah. So, I mean, some of those tests, they're going to also then look back and say, probably with what you had done, they're going to really look of saying, where do you have the blockages?
Yeah.
You know, specifically. Where a calcium score, it's just going to kind of give you an aggregate score of where you're at.
But if it's a great score, you can stop there.
Correct.
Okay, that's great.
You should be able to look and say, I'm good to go. And they'll say, we'll see you in 10 years.
Right. And you offer all of that at Bellin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
And we love if people want to come to Bellin, but you can look at any of your healthcare facilities around our area.
Yeah.
Worth Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine. I'm a little captain in Tony Tennille right now, a little muskrat look.
I just noticed this week Todd's changed up music a little bit.
Well, it's Valentine's Day. That's why he's hitting on the love. Before people fall asleep, we'll be right back.
Sam is so skinny. And they were.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase at about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper insurance rates than Wisconsin. Jack Leroy Cooper is a history maker for American entertainment. He was born in 1888 in Memphis, Tennessee. In 1929, he became the host, the producer, and the announcer of the All Negro Hour on WSBC in Chicago, making him the first African-American radio announcer in the United States. The once-a-week variety show was devoted to black performers. He was very cognizant of negative racial stereotypes and made certain not to allow these stereotypes to be part of his show. Later, the show incorporated news from the African-American community. In 1937, his show was heard 5 days a week, featuring black music from jazz to blues to gospel. He is one of the first people to ever play records over the radio. In 2012, he was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Today, we honor Jack Leroy Cooper, the first African-American disc jockey, radio innovator, and the undisputed patriarch of black radio in the United States as a history and culture maker for Black History Month. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Mark Houston. Really important stuff coming your way from Bellin Sports Medicine. But it is basically Heart Day. It is Organ Donor Day. Obviously, it is. And by the way, John, you look lovely tan Valentine's Day. Thank you for coming in so sparkly and red and bedazzled. And
what are you talking about?
Fine.
Have you been drinking again?
It's Valentine's Day. We got to start early. Mark Houston in the house. Tori Wittenbrock, the sports editor for the Press Times, and John Kramer, headlines for the Press Times, and also going to be double duty with him today. Talked about the Navy the Coast Guard Auxiliary with the big boat show coming in. But first, Tori, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, great to be here.
How's the sports beat?
Good. Last week was,
this week was crazy for sports, especially women's sports. I think last Wednesday was National Girls and Women's in Sports Day. And we had a lot of stuff going on in the area in terms of like women's basketball. I think Coach Sarah Rohde at
Notre Dame
had her 300th win. We had Gianna Garaccio hit her 1,000th point and is now an all-time leading scorer at Ashwaubenon.
And I remember, because I'm old, I remember the day she was born. Her dad's a great friend. Whatever. It's like even we had some of the GB players. We had Ryan Borowitz and Jeff Norgard last week at Vintage Rose where we did our show.
Oh, really?
And, but you know, Jeff's two sons, both playing collegiate sports. Ryan's sons, both tremendous athletes at Ashwaubenon. It's just funny how, you know, in such a span of time, short span of time in your mind, these guys went from being college basketball players to being dads now with kids in college. And it's just kind of fun to see that evolution.
Right. That's kind of part of the learning curve I had coming into this job, because it's like there's so many people here in this community. It's such a tight-knit community. Everybody knows each other and everyone's like, I'm like, okay, I'm getting familiar with all the players last year in my first year here. And I was like, okay, this player is really good. You know, learning the ins and outs of high school sports. And then everyone here is like, oh, yeah, I knew her dad or her aunt played in Green Bay and was really good. And it's like, okay.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, a good advantage for you.
Right.
You know, it opens a lot of doors because people do know each other. You know, I talk about my neighbor's football player. And it's just, and you know, you want to see those kids get some coverage, you know, because they're all trying. I mean, I'll give them that.
And seeing it on a piece of paper.
Yes.
I mean, God bless it. I've still got scrapbooks from, you know, 1975 or whatever, and it's fun to still look at them, but it wouldn't be fun to go on the internet and try to click it from, you know what I mean? There's just still something about that.
That's the thing. People talk about, like, news being like a dying field or whatever, and how everything's technology now. But I think that's kind of the downfall in a way, because it's like
totally. Everything's
technology now, so it's not anything special. Whereas, like, I still have scrapbooks from our local paper back in Chino Hills when our youth sports team made it to the championship round of our rec soccer league, and it's like, oh,
the
I made it in the paper.
The thrill that was when you opened the paper and
exactly.
saw your name. Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's what makes us special, is because it's not all online. And, I mean, we have that element, too, where we are online, and you can see stuff on TikTok, and you're keeping up with it, but it's also that nostalgic factor that kind of sets us apart in a way.
No question.
So you're covering sports for the Press Times. This weekend, you got a few things going on, right?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up. And, I mean, that's what is exciting about this time of year right now, especially, too, because we've got, like, Rockers stuff now overlapping, right, and we've got all the new seasons starting up.
And what I wanted to ask you, is there ever a lull?
Oh, yeah.
There really is? It seems like we always have sports going on
April.
Here.
It's nice, but
April is always our hardest month for coming up with stories.
Yeah, I would say
because the weather was too bad for like really good outdoor, you know, okay, the baseball fields are wet, the soccer fields are wet, the so-and-so. And there was just that lull right there. That was always the hardest time to come up with stories.
For us, I would say between April and July is kind of, it's pretty much, we cover a lot of Rockers stuff because we got baseball going on, Rockers and Blue Ribbons. Those are always fun.
Got a thing here also, didn't mean to interrupt for you. Don't forget Gary Gresh, win number 400.
Yes.
Congratulations, Gary Gresh. There's
That's
another
awesome.
One, same with that same button. His son plays for him. It's just crazy how that group has stayed together with the second generation.
Well, we got the draft this April, right?
Oh, yeah, that'd keep you busy.
The what?
I feel a draft.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of those things, though, too, I think it's cool for you to almost get a fresh, you know, because so many people, like Scott Fancy, who does a great job, he's a great friend, and you grew up with this, so you know a lot more about those background things. But it's kind of a fun thing. Like when I, you know, had my first job in the state of Idaho, it was kind of fun learning about all these new things, too, because it was so fresh.
Right.
So I mean, imagine you got that a little bit going for you too, right?
It is. Oh yeah, for sure. And especially just because Green Bay is such a unique area. It's like, it's so rare to have that, like where high school sports are so big and so competitive. And then you've got all these like semi-pro teams, collegiate teams, like Gamblers, Rockers, all of that. And then you've got the Packers. And it's like that market is insane because in Southern California, where I came from, it was like, okay, you go into LA and that's basically a different state because you've got all these professional sports teams. And then you go into like the more suburban areas and it's more like, okay, it's all youth teams, rec teams, high school, all of that. And it's like, you rarely get a market where everything overlaps.
I remember Larry McCarron one time, he said, whenever anybody would complain about, you didn't give some high school thing enough coverage. He's like, I want to tell you about Chicago. Okay. They didn't even mention high school sports. You guys will give 9 minutes on a Friday night. and that's not good enough for you? That's not good enough. We got nothing.
Right.
That one helps me his shut down. It's like, right. We cover high school sports here better than any place.
Right. We got the blizzard season coming up.
Right.
Too.
Yep. That's a good one, too.
We're with Tori Wittenbrock, sports editor for the Press Times, and John Kramer with the Press Times.
And I want to bring you into this, John. I mean, your paper isn't the Wall Street Journal. I mean, you have photos in there. And I just think that is great because, especially if a kid's going to save a scrapbook, it's nice to have the article, but it sure is nice to have the photo. And do you get to all these events? Are you the photojournalist with sports as well?
I do just a little bit of stuff, but primarily Chris, our editor, knows I like to do the good news stories.
Yeah.
I don't like to cover the hard news stuff. That's just not me. So the other day I covered the Green Bay gamblers coming out to hospital to Aurora.
That was cool. Isn't that great?
And dropping off the teddy bears. They got over 6,000 stuffed animals. Yeah. So
were you there when they throw them?
No,
about an event. Yeah. Have you ever been there when they actually 6,000 people throw a teddy bear through the air? Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. So really cool events. We had a video already online for that story, and there'll be some photos in the paper for that.
Nate.
That's great. Anybody that you really kind of got your eye on? Maybe you can't tell us that. Is there somebody that you're covering right now that you're like, ooh, this could see them in the pros?
High school athlete wise, I mean, a lot of them. In terms of women's and men's basketball in the area, or I guess girls and boys, if you're talking high school, there's just so much talent, which I think is different. Another thing that's different in this area, because where I grew up in, there was no emphasis on high school sports. It was everything outside of high school sports. What's your training look like? In terms of soccer, what club team are you on? That was where all the college recruiting went from. And here, it seems like there's a lot more emphasis on the high school side of things. So it's really interesting when you go to these high school games and you see stands that are packed. And, you know, you see those kids that you're like, this kid is going to college. This kid is going to have a
scholarship.
Good career.
The other thing I like about Green Bay is it's not just basketball and football. Mm-hmm. You know, I think golf is exciting to watch. We had baseball. There's on so many levels. And that's pretty cool that we believe strongly in the arts. But, I mean, if your kid maybe isn't going to play basketball, there's so many other opportunities now. And I'm sure you cover the swim team, too, at GB. I mean, that's a great group of kids. They do some volunteer work as well as study and swim. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we just had Bayport Swim won the FRCC Conference Championship for swim. So that was in the paper this week. We obviously cover GB Swim as well. Yeah. Everything at GB, it's really cool to cover that stuff because I mean the Nordic ski team, the swim team, they don't get a lot of coverage and stuff outside of whatever GB is putting out.
Well, that's really cool though, with you having lived that for 4 years out there, that you've got that inside. And I think that's really cool. You know, a lot of times we see, you know, again, being back in my day in TV sports, you know, you would get people, hey, how come you haven't done anything on the Nordic ski team or whatever? Okay, well, there are so many things going on. You can't, as you're that sports guy sitting there in the office, you can't have your finger on the pulse of all of them.
Right.
So you do need people to help point out some sort of things.
Yeah, if there's stuff we're not tracking,
exactly.
Let us reach out to the paper, let us know, and we'll run it down.
Instead of just complaining that you're not doing it, let people know ahead of time.
Yeah,
do something about it.
That's the thing that gets to me is it's like so many times you have like parents or people, whoever in the community who are like, hey, how come you didn't cover this? And it's like, I had a million other things.
Exactly.
If I knew about that, I would have made it a priority. Tell me ahead of time and I'll make sure I'm there.
Or just tell them you'll give it to one of your staffers.
Yeah.
I know you're a one-man band.
Give it to your intern.
To interns.
Well, that's what it is, intern. But you have great energy. I mean, I'm thinking you're loving what you're doing.
Oh, for sure. I couldn't ask for a better job.
She's not like this off air.
That's good. I mean,
like you said, I lived this. I was a college athlete in this area. I was on campus at GB.
And you were, correct me if I'm wrong, you were a scholarship athlete.
Yes.
I mean, that's an elite athlete. If somebody's going to pay you to come to, they're going to pay you to come to their school to play a sport. That's elite.
Right. And I would like to think that's every high school athlete's dream. I mean, even when you're in high school, there's so many kids that are like, I want to be a professional athlete. And it's awesome to see that dream is actually attainable now. But I mean, yeah, I lived this. I was on campus at GB. I played soccer. I had lifting in the morning and I did all that. So it's like, I know what it's like to be an athlete in this area. And now to cover it, I still have friends who are in college playing at St. Norbert, playing at GB. So it's like, it's really funny because I'm kind of in this weird space where I'm covering things, but I also still have friends who are involved in it. So it's like I hear this inside drama from GB and St. Norbert, and it's like that's so weird because I was just there interviewing that player.
That's awesome.
That interests me because I want to talk about your career. You were at GB, and you said last time you applied for the internship or how you got it connected with this. But like, what's next? Do you see yourself coaching? Do you see yourself athletic director? Or do you see your – because I got to believe you've met a ton of people in the last year and a half.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've met a lot of athletic directors, coaches, athletes, everything through what I do. I don't think that that's a direction that I would want to take my career in.
Thank you. I didn't want to jump into that and discourage you.
When we had
Mark Murphy of the Packers at the GB Steak Fry a couple of years ago say, I can't think of a job I want to do less and something I used to do and loved, but things have changed so much being an athletic director in college these days. He said he can't think of a job he would want to have less than doing that.
This guy's got to be beat up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, people give teachers a lot of credit and say that, you know, they're underpaid and they're, like, doing the Lord's work and they're out here helping helping kids and everything, and it really is. That's something that I think coaches are really amazing for.
There's only one person doing the Lord's work in Green Bay. That's me. Right, John? John, is that right?
Yes, sir. Whatever.
Hey, I gotta say, you know what though? You know how lucky you are having that weight room you have out at UW Green Bay
where they had
years ago. Did they tell you what they used to have?
No.
It's like a broom closet, literally, with some dumbbell weights in it, and that was it. We gotta set a quick break. Back and more. Tori Wittenbrock, the sports editor for the Press Times. John Kramer for the Press Times. We're gonna be talking about the boat show as well coming up this weekend. Right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Let's make love tonight. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, 'cause you do it right.
Baby. Northern Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. In Oshkosh and Appleton, of course, the Civic Media app. It is still cold out there. -6 in Green Bay. 2 below in Appleton. 6 below in Oshkosh. 14 below wind chill. We've got going on out there right now. We got a text here. I will be spending part of my Valentine's Day meeting with a cardiologist to discuss my upcoming heart surgery. My issue was discovered at my physical in January. So important to get checked out at least once a year. I had zero symptoms and would not have even known I had a valve issue until it was too late. Sparky.
Yeah. That
best luck to my man.
Do we just need to spend more money and time on preventive? More tests, colonoscopies. You're going to do this. What did you have? What's it called? A calcium test.
Yeah.
Or else you can go in for a little bit more intense stress test. But they're all preventive, right? They're going to tell you a lot. Things that you didn't know.
Well, I mean, that stress test is pretty involved. Yeah, I mean, you got to be serious about that. But this other one, the plaque is such a piece. You literally have to lay on a table and they say, hold your breath for like 10 or 20 seconds, which is a little harder than you would think, to be honest with you. So you don't move at all with the thing, but they give you results right away and they check all the plaque in your entire bloodstream. I mean, that's a pretty cool thing they've come up for $50.
You just had that done?
No, a few years back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had the stress test last week.
Okay.
Actually, it was on Monday. I had the stress test done, and I have a daughter who's in medicine. I sent her the results, and the cardiologist called, and everything's fine. My doctor just said, you know, you talk a lot about health and worry. You worry too much. You know, you want a peace of mind. Get this done. There's 5 people in the room, and I'm like, why are all these people in here? What's in case something bad happens? That's why they're there. Man. You only need 1 or 2 people.
I had one of those a couple years ago.
Did you? Yeah. I mean,
kind of uncomfortable doing it, though, huh?
Isn't it all? And it's just, you know, I'm in such great shape. It's all women that were in there.
I know. And it's all you wear is a pair of shorts.
Right.
And they got all these things stuck all over you. And you got to run on a treadmill with all these people standing there BSing. That's all they're doing is sitting there talking.
They're just waiting.
Exactly.
Somebody's.
It's like, anyway, am I good?
Somebody's taking the notes, but the other 4, 3.
There's somebody there making sure you don't drop.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. But they're not paying attention to you, and you're half naked, 3/4 naked. And it's like, yeah. John, tell us a little bit about your Coast Guard Auxiliary as well. Very cool organization.
Yep.
Tell what you guys are doing this weekend with the boat show, which is such a pop. We were talking about that. I swear somebody is living right because the people that determine the weather, it's always really, really cold, crappy weather that weekend for the boat show, which is perfect to get people out and look at boats and think about summer.
Well, if you would have been here the other day, You know, me and Kevin were here on the show with the mayor here and talked about some of that stuff. So, yeah, Coast Guard Auxiliary be at the boat show today. It starts at 2 o'clock. We'll be out there all weekend. So, like we talked about,
free advice.
Yeah. So we free vessel safety checks.
Right.
So come out and stop out, talk to us. We got a little QR code. You can jump online and set up for a vessel safety check. We come to you. And it's just an opportunity to stay out of trouble.
I know you got this other career gig you're working on here with the thing, okay? But I think you should always have one hand involved with something military, quasi-military, something. That's been such a huge part of your life. And just keep doing that. Do you know what I'm saying?
It was easy to walk away from the Army.
Oh, sure.
I had had enough and I was done. But there's still that little bit of an itch that wants to continue to serve, and not just the country, but the community.
Can I ask you one thing I just saw on your Facebook that's going to be kind of personal physically with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Was it like this? Was this like the anniversary or something when you discovered what you had and you had like, you were just feeling crappy? Can you talk about, because you went from just, I remember talking with you. It's like, I'm tired. I'm not feeling great. I don't feel like going out for a beer, to stage four.
Yeah. So it was 10 years ago today on Valentine's Day when I was stationed in El Paso, and I was actually on a date with my now wife, mm-hmm. and I wasn't feeling great. I hadn't been feeling great for a couple months, and then it had just gotten worse. And finally, went and got in and saw a couple doctors, and it took a little bit to finally get diagnosed with stage four cancer. So.
Wow! And you've come through it. You're fine. You got good energy.
I'm not fine. I'm a mess. But okay, well. Yeah, I struggle every day with stuff. But yeah. Like you're saying, it's one of those things that if you're not doing great, go get it checked out.
And I want to kind of draw a little bit of a correlation between, we're talking about preventive heart thing, and this preventive boat things. I mean, people save their whole lives to buy a boat. You finally talk your wife, or you're like, okay, I can do it, and then have a tragedy happen. I mean, you know what I mean? There's so many things that you guys offer. And I was really impressed how there's no cost, even for the test, for the all that. I think that's...
Yeah, that vessel safety check at no cost. Awesome. We come to you. Why would you not do it?
Right.
You know, it gets you a sticker on your boat that, you know, as Kevin said, may or may not help you, you know, not get engaged with the authorities.
Right. But
it's just an awesome opportunity to have something done that can potentially save lives.
And talk about the auxiliary that people can join that. Tell me.
Yeah, so I'm a disabled veteran, but you're still good to go to join the auxiliary. There's no age requirements. So, John, if you know, you've always wanted to serve a little bit.
Do you have to know how to swim?
No, you don't. There's no tests like that.
Okay.
It may help.
Yeah, I would think.
Wow. But
we got a life jacket.
I'd be
for
the
you.
One guy on the boat with a big floaties.
The arm floaties.
I thought you had to swim from the boat to shore.
No, there's no physical test requirements. There's nothing, like I said the other day.
That's surprising.
Me too. I'm surprised by that. Wow.
You got to...
But if you can't swim, are you really going to join up for that? Probably not, right?
No, probably not. But yeah. I'm not doing a whole lot of swimming yet. So, but you know, the idea is to stay in the boat.
Hey, if I was with you guys, you'd be like, fill out your report. What happened today? Three rescues, all minor.
They all drowned.
But you'd get to wear the cool uniform.
That is cool.
Right. You guys,
I look great in that blue.
You do.
I,
you do.
I'm
you do.
Dreamy.
With your name on there. The whole.
It matches your eyes.
Yeah, it is.
So I only did it so I could get that butter bar rank. You know, after being a master sergeant all those years.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Those are your pajamas today?
I got to put it on later to get a little boat show to set up.
Hey. All right, we're going to see you there. 2 o'clock today.
Yes,
the
sir.
Boat show. And tell me, it's today till 8?
Two to eight today.
Right.
It's a 10 till 7 tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
What a great thing to do this weekend.
It's phenomenal. It's legendary for how popular it is.
Oh, man.
Tori, it's wonderful having you on here. I don't know what you're going into if you're that line of work. You're going to do great things.
Thank you.
You got that energy.
Well, she should move up so I could take her job. So I can quit being a freaking intern.
All right.
Quick break.
Coming, you guys.
Back with more. Back at this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.